Now, by the end of the 3rd century AD, the Roman Empire actually began to recover. The Sassanids were pushed back across the Euphrates, and the other borders of the empire were stabilized. Economic reforms occurred, and a period of stable central rule created an environment of recovery for the troubled nation. But what emerged in this new peace was a very different empire from what had gone before. And in fact, as we'll see, the center of gravity of this new empire had drifted eastward. Now, during the late 3rd and early 4th centuries, during this time of recovery, many Roman emperors recognized that the city of Rome was no longer a suitable capital for the empire. And it was the Emperor Constantine, nicknamed the Great, who decided that the new capital of the Roman Empire should be in Anatolia. It was Anatolia, not Italy, that offered greater protection from invaders. Anatolia had a richer economy and controlled broad trade networks. Constantine considered many cities to be his new capital. In fact, one of them was the settlement of Troy, of Hissarlik, that we started this lecture with. But eventually, he chose the small city of Byzantium, a city that he considered the new Rome, and a city that he renamed Constantinople, the city of Constantine. Of course, today, Constantinople is the city of Istanbul in Turkey. Now, Byzantium was first founded in 660 BC by Greek colonists, so it's yet another one of these early cities of Greek origins. These colonists recognized the strategic value of a settlement positioned where three waterways converged. Byzantium sat at the end of the Marmara Sea, a sea that connected to the Mediterranean. Byzantium sat upon the Golden Horn, a deep inlet that reached back into the hilly hinterland. And Byzantium was at the mouth of the Bosphorus, the narrow strait that led to the Black Sea. So this was an incredible location, set on three waterways, and also within a fertile landscape. The waters around Byzantium were filled with fish, and the position sat on important sea and land routes. So, from its earliest history, from the time of its foundation, Byzantium thrived, and especially after it came under Roman rule in the 2nd century BC. Now, Constantine clearly saw the logistical advantages this city had over Rome, but he had another reason for abandoning the old capital city of Rome. Constantine had recently converted to a new religion, a religion that was rapidly gaining popularity throughout the empire, Christianity. At Constantinople, he could build a capital city untainted by polytheism. There were ancient temples in old Byzantium, and he allowed them to molder and decay. There were still some adherents to the old religion, and he did not want to offend anyone. But he put no energy into maintaining these old relics of the pagan past. Instead, Constantine constructed impressive churches. He built a church to the Holy Wisdom, Hagia Sophia, a church to Holy Peace, Hagia Irini, and many others. Essentially, he made Constantinople the first predominantly Christian city in the world. But in other ways, Constantine wanted to replicate the old city of Rome, not its religious aspects, but its aspects as a capital city. He built a palace there for himself, and it was used for generations by his successors. It sat next to a huge racetrack, or hippodrome, a structure that was designed to emulate the great Circus Maximus of Rome. The Circus Maximus in Rome was one of the great civic structures where people could be entertained through horse racing, but it was also a place where the emperor could show himself and commune with the people. So it was critical that Constantine build such a structure in his new capital. What's interesting about the hippodrome that he built is that he brought monuments from all over the Roman Empire to decorate it. He brought obelisks from Egypt to show the connection with the old center that had long been part of the Roman world. He also brought a monument I mentioned in passing several lectures ago, the Great Snake Column from Delphi, that had been erected some 800 years earlier by the Greeks to celebrate their victory over the Persians in 480 BC. Constantine wanted to relocate these relics of the old empire to signal that Constantinople was the new heir to the old West. And today, if you visit Istanbul, you can see these monuments, the obelisks from Egypt, as well as the old snake column from Delphi. This new Constantinople, though, this new capital, did mark a great beginning for the Roman Empire, because it was a city that stood at an empire that owed its existence to the Christian God. Constantine, you see, felt that he had won his victory over his enemies because of the support of the Christian God, and therefore this city was in some ways in celebration of that.